Scotland Park. We're going through the list of guys on the East Coast. It was fucking deep. And then we're talking about you on the fantasy show, and I'm like, hey, I don't know, like I got him like 15th or something like that. Like, cause the field, right? Like, and you're late on the bike. I don't know, man, but great job. You really outperformed what I thought.
Yeah, I think, although hearing you say 15th, it kind of stings, but honestly, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. Like,
I was thinking about your late start a little bit too.
Oh, I got a really late start because I was actually going to race West, and then I didn't end up getting on the bike till New Year's. So luckily, I was like, hey, guys, like I don't feel like I'm going to be ready to go A1.
Yeah.
So let's push it to East. And then I thought A1 was going to be super stacked. And then once I heard East, I'm like, roster, I'm like, damn. But like, honestly, I just looked at it for opportunity. Like, I'm like, it's stacked. So the better results you get here, I think it looks even better. So, yeah, I just saw it as a good opportunity, and I feel like I took advantage tonight.
I feel like, so you were an unseeded qualifying, but I feel like, what were you overall?
P9.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, oh, pretty good. But then I was thinking to myself, okay, well, did the track change? Like, you know what I mean? How much did it change? So I was kind of still not sold on you, Cullen, even after that.
Dude,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, what else do I have to do for you, Steve?
I know. I just was like, because fantasy stuff, right? And I was just like, I don't know. But I think it was a 5, and that's why I was thinking 15. I'm like, oh, boy. But, hey, and from what I saw in the main event, I didn't notice you a ton, but it seemed like you were pretty steady in that spot.
Yeah. Well, I actually got off to, like, a pretty bad start. Like, my start was actually good, and then I locked bars with someone going in the first turn, so then I kind of shuffled back. I think the pit board said like P13 on the first lap. I'm not really sure. A couple guys went down, but I was pushing forward, and then once the red flag came, I was like really into my groove, and I'm like, no, like, but I do hope Pierce Brown's okay. That's never good to see a red flag, you know? But dude, my mechanic, the second I came off the track, he's like, don't let this restart like ruin you. Because in the heat race, I got freight trained after the red flag, and I just let it kind of derail
me. That's right, yeah, we had another one.
Yeah, 2 saggers for me in one night. And then, dude, I just came out of the gate, and I'm like, all right, I need to try and get Forkner right away. We went back and forth, and then he got me before the triple. I had to roll it. So then I got passed by Mumford. I stuck to my line in the whoops. I felt really good in the whoops all night. I ended up getting them back, and then, I got up to 7th, and honestly, I know it's only 7, but I'm super proud of that tonight.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, in this field of these guys, you should be proud of that for sure, because it's a gnarly. Hey, track was beat up.
Yeah, it was super beat up, and it was really sick, though, just to have Tampa as my opening race. It's a home race for me, so and the last time I was here, I got hurt on lap 1 in the heat. I banged myself up off the dragon's back, so honestly, I was a little nervous in the heat race just because then last year also got hurt around 1, so I'm just like, I just need to get through tonight. After the heat race, when I got freight train, dude, I was up in the bunk, and dude, I'm like, come on, dude, like, what am I doing right now? And Heath Harrison was here helping me. He's no longer with the team, but he's been helping me out at the track, and he came down to help me here. And he's like, dude, listen, like, you just need to stick to your lines, and you're there. And dude, I was like, that's all I did. Like, I'm just sticking to me out here, and it worked out good.
Yeah, do 15 minutes and clear all the obstacles you're supposed to do, and you'll be in a good spot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, man. Well, hey, good job, Colin. Keep it up, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.